Well, way out in space, 1.5 million kilometres away from the Earth, in the direction opposite the sun. So think, look at the sun and then go think, exactly opposite that is a new, brand new telescope. It's called the James Webb Space Telescope. And at the moment, they are commissioning it, adjusting the mirrors, getting everything ready. And it should be ready in a few months' time. In the meantime, we have some poems about the James Webb Space Telescope. And this one is by Shadima Viraj, and that's from Sri Lanka. And it's called The Light Hunting. From the beginning, they are more curious. They questioned everything. They build theories. They say there was a bang, a big bang, virtually from nothing to ultimately their consciousness. But 13.8 billion years ago, now they want to gather more clues. From early luminous glows to formation of planets. So they built me. They say I can do it. I will be flying and collecting continuously. Not nectar, but rays. Into my honeycomb mirror. I can condense them into signals which humans can read. I am more powerful than my elder brothers. I will be looking at their discoveries in depth. However, they revise the knowledge of humans. I hope I can do a similar job. I am your JWST. And Deborah Phillips has written a poem simply called James Webb Telescope. Show us what we were. Illuminate our star, and we will see our future becoming who we are. George P.J. has written a poem. He just calls it JWST. Beams of light shooting in flamboyant dawns. Tiny red blips that cannot be seen by eyes, consuming gallons of fluid to create admixture of lives. Scattered in scrapings but to form an enormous aurora blanket size. Goddess of creativity in blood and sweat to mould brainchild into a single map. Unlocking the myth and science in a frozen land, noughts to be availed into infinite keys of men. Search of light in remote journey by web. Pilot the mortals to a remarkable civil height. Fusion of euphoria and technologies injected in this lighthouse of humans' history. Into the cereal crops of stars we venture. The pristine universe clouds caress humanity in no time. Voids of confusion shall be repleted in the name of science. Shall we fly to a new majestic dot with honoured Webb's guide? And Guilherme Alvarez has taken note of the golden colour of the mirrors of the James Webb Space Telescope, and he's called his poem, A Golden Flower in the Sky. We put a flower to float in the space, going beyond this garden of pearly blue, and it goes. In the breath of the ancient light, it comes from the deep, from the giant unknown. And little bees, as bits bip here, and bring back the flowers of our neighbourhood. Those seeds, fertilised by the infinity, carrying in each one wonders of all the times.